But one time someone said it was like, she was like, I would say Ramona Hammer was like diary rock. And I was like, it sounds like you're saying diarrhea. Like, she was like, no, I'm saying diary, like a girl writing in her diary, just like no, like, you know, no inhibitions. You like, nobody's going to read it. Yeah, so you can like write it out loud. And I was like, yeah, but you also said diary rock. And when you say that fast, I was like, I get what you're saying, Soph, but
it's
because
it's the shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the shit. There you go.
Hello, and welcome to Mosh with Josh. This is Josh Drew. I had the pleasure of speaking with Devin Davis from Ramona Hammer about the one-year anniversary of their debut LP, I Never Wanted Company. So, anyway, hope you enjoy the interview, and take care.
Devin.
Yeah, what's up?
Thank you so much for coming and
no problem.
With me.
Yeah.
It's been a year and a couple months since I Never Wanted Company has come out.
I know. I was just saying, we didn't get to properly celebrate the release because there was just a lot going on socially and politically around like the time in June. But it is nice to like reflect back on it and be like, holy shit, like our first like real full length record that we put out, like it just was so fun to make and like, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, the last track on the record is actually like a really old song that I had written like 6 years ago, 7 years ago, but then finally excited to put that on a record because it could have been on like the last EP or the EP before that, but like just like never was really finally perfected until like until it was, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of just excited that we finally got to record that song, and like we wanted it to be the last track because it has the most epic kind of cinematic ending to it. So
and what happened with Everlasting Love that it sort of grew up basically? Because I mean, prior to that, was it just sort of a demo where it's like an acoustic guitar on you or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Totally. Yeah, it's just an older song that I had, but I had always liked it, and it saw so many different versions as I grew, the song grew, and it was like, cool, it's no longer now just an acoustic guitar vocal song. It is now like a Ramona Hammer song. And like, who is Ramona Hammer? Well, we were still discovering what that looked like. You know, Andy and I met, and then I was like, I have all these songs. Like, instead of saying, let's start a band, I just told him I already had a band. And then I was like, you can be in it. That was my way of like making it sound like I had my shit together so that he wouldn't be like confused.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, I have this band, like you want to be in it. So yeah, it just really like developed into this like cinematic thing, and we often would end our set with it, and we were like, this is a really cool like epic ending song for a set. It's really powerful. And then we're like, that's got to go on the record, and it's got to, and I think it's done now. And we'll just you know, it'll live on now as the final track on that record.
What's the future looking like right now? I mean,
I learned how to make demos, and I'm trying to like do, I learned how to use Logic over the summer. I'm taking like a fun music class right now online as well. I'm trying to write more like solo stuff, like just on the side. And it's gotten me like out of my comfort zone and just try to write something every week, you know? So
sure.
And it's making me way more creative for Ramona Hammer stuff too. Like,
yeah, right.
Like shit's flowing out of me like way faster and easier.
Oh, okay. So like diarrhea rock kind of thing.
Exactly. And it all comes full circle. And we are done.
On that note, yeah.
On that note.
So thank you so much, Devin, for coming by and speaking with me.
I really love that. That's the ending to
yeah.
Thanks, Josh.
Well, yeah. Cool. Anytime. Take care.
Okay.